Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, joined today by Anita Breen and Walter Allen. Anita, the general manager of the Strauss Theater Center, and Walter, you're just a plain old actor
just
this time
an actor
in this
today.
One. We'll talk more about that in a moment. New play coming up, opening the 86th season.
That is correct, Corey.
I've got to do the math. When was that?
1932.
That's a long time ago. I wasn't around for that one.
I understand.
1932. The 86th season, and you open with...
My Fair Lady.
Now, that's one of the most well-known musicals of all time.
It truly is. When it was on Broadway, it broke all kinds of records. That was back in the 50s. But now it's going to be on Strauss stage again. And it opens on, we have Patron Night on September the 7th, and then September 8, 9, and 10. The 10th is a matinee. I'll talk about that in a minute. But then it returns again on the 15th and 16th.
All right. And so got just a short bit of time to get ready and get the last minute stuff done, guys, to get ready for the big crowds that'll be packing in to the Strauss Theater Center. Walter, tell me a little bit about My Fair Lady. What the heck is this thing about? I was trying to remember, and Anita re-enlightened me, and then it all kind of made sense again.
Well, it's based on the classic Pygmalion, where you have young Eliza Doolittle, who is a common flower girl in the street market, and she speaks with such a horrible, according to some linguists, accent. And one linguist, Henry Higgins, wants to come in and fix her language for her and prove that he can turn her from a common flower girl into a princess, and people won't be able to tell the difference. And it's just the story of her. I think he learns more about himself in the process than she actually might learn from him. But it's that story of her learning to speak proper English and him learning a little bit about life, I think.
And so trying to turn her...
Trying to turn her from Cockney to proper is really, the old Cockney accent is what she's got, and he wants her to be a little bit more British.
Anita, this production requires a bunch of folks. Who are some of the characters that we would know in this play?
Well, Hunt Neely is our Henry Higgins, and Eliza is being played by Hannah Bryan. She's a relatively new member to our stage. She was one of the lead dancers in Nice Work If You Can Get It, which we had last May. Her father, Ken Bryan, is playing Colonel Pickering. As we said, Walter Allen is playing Alfred Doolittle, who is Eliza's father. Michael Mathern, one of our young people, is playing Freddie Eynsford Hill, who just becomes totally infatuated with Eliza, with no prospects whatsoever in way of succeeding. Camille Peterson, who has been on our stage several times, is playing Mrs. Higgins.
And Walter, what do you get to do?
I am an old drunkard dustman, basically. I teach the kids over at SYAA, during the day, and have such a great staff. I get to walk across the street, drink a little, and wander across the stage as Alfred P. Doolittle, the father of Eliza Doolittle. And basically, he's just an old braggart. Wants to drink and play around with the ladies and have a good time, and has no time for Eliza whatsoever.
So what does Dad think when this guy shows up?
Dad's in it for himself. He doesn't care what Eliza does as long as he can get his 2 cents in, or 2 shillings in, as the case may be. So he does anything he can to get a leg up on society for himself.
So, Anita, how does the training go for Eliza Doolittle? Is she aware that they're trying to flip her into a proper lady, or is it all kind of
going on
in the background?
Yes, she's very much aware of this. In fact, based on a boast he made when he heard her first talk, she comes to him for lessons. And at first he's ready to throw her in the dustbin, if you will. But finally, based on a bet that Pickering makes with him, they decide to proceed with this. And she is totally aware of it. At first, extremely frustrated, trying to get past her Cockney accent and speak in the way that Higgins says a proper lady should speak.
All right, so Higgins makes this bet. He can take her to the embassy ball.
That's correct.
And that everybody's going to be fooled. How does that work out for the for these two?
Well, I don't want to spoil too much of the show.
You have to come and see the show.
Okay, that's why it's in Act Two.
And here's the great thing. You know, we're telling you a little bit about the story, but the music from this show is really what sells the show.
Absolutely.
It has such amazing songs.
What cool music am I going to know?
I Could Have Danced All Night.
I know that one.
Get Me to the Church on Time.
I know that one.
With a Little Bit of Luck. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite that just gets stuck in my head, it's such a short little piece in the show, but it's The Rain in Spain. Falls mainly on the plane. And
I know that one too.
I love you know all of these songs, you know, when you come and you listen to it. And you're just going to sit there and you're gonna sing along and tap your feet and just enjoy the heck out of the music.
All right, so Anita,
yes.
when does this thing open again?
Patron night is on the 7th of September. Everybody else, it starts the 8th, 9th, and then a matinee on the 10th, on which we are having a high tea during intermission, which should be a big thing for all of the people that want to come to the matinee. Then again on the 15th and 16th.
The 86th season gets underway at Strauss. What's coming up after this for you?
Right behind My Fair Lady, we're going to have Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. And then in December, we will have Miracle on 34th Street, followed by Smoke on the Mountain, and then a wonderful musical, Sister Act.
All right. That's all coming up at the Strauss Center in Monroe. If they want to find out more, is there a website or a phone number?
Yes. Phone number 323-6681, strausstheatercenter.com. And come by the box office on Lammy Lane, any of those.
That's Walter Allen and Anita Breen, the play My Fair Lady, the musical going on to open the 86th season. You can visit our website, kedm.org, and find out more.